The Holy Gospel according to John, the 14th chapter. Jesus answered Judas, not Iscariot, "Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but it is from the Father who sent me. I have said these things to you while I am still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I am going away, and I am coming to you. If you love me, you would rejoice that I'm going to the Father, because the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you may believe." The Gospel of the Lord.
Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Today's gospel reading comes from the very heart of Jesus' farewell discourse in John. It is a long, tender goodbye spoken just hours before his betrayal and crucifixion. It's an incredibly intimate moment, full of both love and fear of the unknown. Jesus knows what is coming, to be sure. He knows his disciples will feel abandoned. He knows that their world is about to collapse under the very weight of grief and confusion. And yet, in the face of such darkness, Jesus chooses to speak a beautiful word of peace. "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid." These are some of my favorite words in all of Scripture. They are words we cling to in hospital rooms and quiet vigils. They are not just a promise. They are a presence, a voice echoing through our pain, insisting that we are not alone. Even when it feels like everything and everyone is slipping away. Now, today's readings reminded me of words spoken by the actor Andrew Garfield, who lost his mother in 2019. In an interview on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, when asked about his mother, Andrew said, behind tears, "I love talking about her, by the way. So if I cry, it's only a beautiful thing. This is all the unexpressed love, the grief that will remain with us until we pass, because we never get enough time with each other. No matter if someone lives until 60, 15, or 99. Those are beautiful words. And there is such profound truth in those words. Grief is love that has nowhere to go. It's the weight of "I love you" when there's no one to say it to anymore. It's the ache of unfinished conversations, missed birthdays, untouchable memories. It's not something that we ever really get over. Instead, as Garfield reminds us, it remains with us, woven into the very fabric of who we are. And this is precisely the space that Jesus is speaking to in today's gospel. The disciples are not grieving yet, but he knows they will. Jesus, like any parent, any friend, any beloved, wants to ease their pain. So he tells them the truth in love. I am leaving you, but I am not abandoning you. He says, those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and will come to them and make our home with them. In other words, Jesus is saying to you and me and all the world, I will remain with you always. Not in body, but in spirit. Not in sight, but in presence. Not in the old way, but in a deeper, more powerful, eternal one. Now, this is not shallow consolation. It is a profound theological claim. Jesus is saying here in this moment that even death, his own death, cannot sever the bond of love that he has for all his people, with you and with me. This is where I believe Psalm 67 comes into the picture. On the surface, it may seem like a sunny, feel-good global hymn of praise. But remember, psalms are prayers. They arise from the full range of human emotion. And this one, while joyful, contains within it a longing, a yearning for God's presence and favor in a world that doesn't always seem to make sense. The psalmist, like the disciples, like us for that matter, wants to see God, wants to know that God has not forgotten us, that the world is not abandoned to chaos or sorrow, and that grief and death do not have the final word ever. And that is why Jesus' farewell matters so deeply. It's not just a goodbye. It's a handoff. It's a handing over of peace, a handing over of promise, a handing over of love, a handing over of the Spirit who will advocate, remind, and dwell within you and me and all God's people. But let's be honest for a moment. It doesn't always feel like peace, does it? When you've lost someone you love, peace is not always the first thing that shows up. Shock, maybe. Numbness, rage, guilt, silence, but not peace. And yet, somehow, in time, it comes. Maybe it's in the form of a memory that makes you smile. Maybe it's the sound of laughter that returns after weeks of deafening silence. Maybe it's someone simply sitting with you, asking you how you're really doing and not needing for you to be okay. Maybe it's communion on a Sunday morning and you feel the very thread of connection between earth and heaven. Grief, like love, is something we all carry. It changes over time, but it does not disappear. And Jesus does not ask us to pretend that it does. Instead, he enters into it. He goes ahead of us through death and grief and comes out the other side with peace in his hands. Not the world's peace, which can change in the blink of an eye, but his peace, God's peace, which stays, which holds, which knows our pain and still remains. As a community of faith, you and me are called to be that very kind of place where that peace is embodied, where grief is honored, where we speak the names of those we've lost, where tears are not a sign of weakness, but of love. Where we sit together and wait for resurrection, not just at the end of time, but in the small ways it shows up day after day after experiencing loss. So, my dear friends, this morning, if you are grieving, whether that grief is fresh or whether it is decades old, hear this good news. You are not alone. Your pain is not invisible. Your love is not wasted. And your loss is not the end of the story. Jesus has gone to the cross and back again. He knows the very sting of goodbye. And he has returned. Not with vengeance or accusation, but with peace. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you, he says. And this is the beautiful gift of Easter. The peace that holds us together when the world is falling apart. The peace that whispers through our tears. The peace that rises from tombs and trauma. The peace that, as Paul says in Philippians, surpasses all understanding. In the end, we are not meant to escape grief. We are meant to walk through it, not alone, but together, with faith, with hope, with the Spirit who reminds us of Jesus' words and makes a home with us. With the psalmist's prayer for light and blessing, with the assurance that love never ends. So, my dear friends, may you today and always carry the unexpressed love of those you've lost, not as a burden, but as a beautiful witness to how deeply you can love. And may that love open you to the peace of Christ, a peace that never leaves, never fades, and never stops calling us home. Christ is risen indeed. Let it be so. Amen.